Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love him. He's so good to all of us. The Lord have had a plan of redemption towards mankind for a very long time. All the way back when he made a covenant with Abraham. And before that, when man sinned in the first place, the Lord talked about the seed of woman would crush the serpent's head and the serpent's head would bruise his heel. See, God is consistent. He's consistent in his ways. Now, a lot of preachers, we have to warn people what sin will do to people. In my lifetime, most preachers, they try to get people to stop sinning. They tell them not to sin. Sin, I want you to understand, sin does something to you. It changes your will. It causes you to be weak so that Satan can kill you. Satan came to kill, steal, destroy. That's his prime objective. To keep you divided from God so that one day you'll be in his misery and not in the glory of God. And I've seen things with my own eyes. I used to wonder, why don't people go forward? They know better, and why they know God. They've experienced him. And when the Lord tried to give them better information, they fall back. They don't go forward in the things of God like they could. And that question was before the Lord for me for a very long time. And in 1 Corinthians, it talks about our ability to go to the next glory. We grow from glory to glory. We talked about that a few weeks ago. And when we do, when we see better, and we, just like when we saw the light of God's way, somebody preached the gospel to us, and we saw the wisdom, and it pricked our heart. We wanted more of it. We got saved by the Holy Ghost. He helped us to see what God has done for us. And you know, we grow from glory to glory. When we see greater light, when the Lord exposes greater truths to us, then we have a chance to receive it, you know. Even things that he's equipped us with, such as authority. Sometimes people don't know about authority. Then a preacher comes along and teach them about authority. Well, that's a new glory to them. Or healing. Sometimes people find out, hey, you can be healed. By Jesus' stripes, you're healed. Which means was by the wounds that Jesus took in his body, paid for our healing. So you don't have a disease that God has not done something about. You got to stand on the promise that by Jesus' stripes you're healed. I don't care what it is and how bad it is, even missing limbs. And if you believe God for your healing and he give you a miracle, he restore a missing limb, an eye, a tooth, or whatever, you wouldn't be the first one to have that happen for. See, how far God is looking for people that will stand on his word. And some people have died even believing for their healing, or see, the rules of faith is this. You got to believe and doubt not in your heart. And sometimes people believe the word, they have real faith, but if they have doubt, it'll nullify that faith. So that's why it's important to seek God yourself. You can't allow doubt to be in your heart. Now, doubt may be in your mind, but if it's in your heart, it can stop the process of faith in your life. Very important to understand. God is true to his word. To people who seek the Lord and they stand on his word, they get results. It's not that God pick and choose. Who's going to stand on his word? Now let's continue. God loves his people. And see, he's looking for people that he can bless. Now, this is 2 Corinthians 3, verse 8. I'm going to back up on a few verses. It says, nevertheless, verse 16, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. He's talking about the veil. Let me back up a little further. It sort of make more sense. All right, verse 8. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit rather be glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doeth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. Even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Verse 13, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Now watch this. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When we're dealing with Jesus, we're dealing with the Spirit of the Word. That's why it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Jesus set us free. Moses showed us that we needed a Savior through the law. But Jesus set us free and enabled us to fulfill the law. Because watch verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So what you learn from the Lord, you're actually walking in a new glory. To salvation is a new glory if you weren't saved. Yesterday you weren't saved. Today you heard the word, you believed on Jesus Christ. You entered a glory. And then somebody said, well, hey, there's more good news. God didn't just die to save you from your sins. You're going to live forever, but he also took on wounds to heal you of any disease you could possibly have. That's why so many Christians quote, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. They're quoting Isaiah chapter 53 and 5, and also 1 Peter chapter 4. Now, he legally healed us. And if you feel depressed, they put a thorn of crowns on his head. If you have trouble in your mind, they put a crown of thorns on Jesus' head. And by all of his wounds, you're healed. You're totally restored. And when people learn more about God, they're entering into a new glory. Now, the doctrines of men will say, well, God heals sometime. God heals who he wants. And that's how it appears if you have bad information. But God keeps his word. If you'll stand on his word, you'll find out for yourself that God loves you and he keeps his word to you. And you're important. You're just as important as Jesus. So when you believe on Jesus, in God's eyes, he loves you just like he loved Jesus. And Jesus loved you just like he loved Father God. And if we love each other just like Jesus loved us, we fulfill the law. See, if you love people, you want to do right by people. If you love a person's soul, you want to do right by them. You're not going to rob a person you love. You're not going to lust after somebody that you love. You're going to be kind to people that you love. You want to be a blessing to people that you love. That's how God is. So You can't, if you try to follow God with a satanic mindset, it's not going to work. Sometimes people, they want revenge so bad. But see, God wants us to forgive everybody that did us wrong. Every nation that did us wrong. People that have nothing, they have nothing for us. They don't like us. They don't love us. God wants you to love them. And if they do you wrong, forgive them. Now, how do we fight then? Where's the justice? Well, we just going to love everybody, like you say, preacher, and just let people do whatever? No. Your love don't change. If you're a policeman, you got to catch the robber. That's your job. Put him in jail. If he puts your life in danger, you got to shoot him. If he puts somebody else's life in danger, you got to shoot him. Why? Because you took an oath. You're a policeman. It's just like the fireman. If that building is burning, you got to go in. You got to go and put the fire. Because that's your job. If somebody's trying to break in your house, you got to protect your family. Now, since I brought all that up, also, God gave us weapons. Now, you can legally use natural weapons to get the job done, but there's a greater way of fighting if you can believe for it. Ephesians 6 talk about the weapons of our warfare are not common, but they are mighty. They pull down strongholds. God, we're weaponized. If you speak the name of Jesus, you can stop Satan in his tracks. Now, I've done this before. There were gunfights in the neighborhood I used to live in all the time. And I would say two things. Satan, you can't kill anybody. You can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And I had 100% success in those 6 years. Now, no, you're not a sitting duck. But if you study God's word, you can enter into greater glories. They are there. And you can pray for protection. You can pray for your children. See, we're weaponized. We can do things. We can fight spiritually, which if you fight spiritually, there's no casualties. If you fight naturally, you're going to hurt somebody or you might get hurt trying to fight naturally. That's just how it is. You start shooting, they might start shooting back. But if you arrest the enemy, you can do this if you learn to enter into greater glories. Now, the heart of God is towards us. We have to learn who he is and what he said and how he does things. And that's our job to learn is what Jesus said, learn of me, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Consider these things. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. If you hear God out, you can learn something. If you hear him out, you can learn what he's saying. You can learn how he is. And you'll find out, like I did, that he does keep his word to you. Now, did I go through pain? I sure did. And I learn. I ask God questions. Lord, how do I do this? That's legal. You can ask God questions. Now, preachers in the past used to say, don't question God. No, how are you going to learn if you don't ask questions? And just like we said last year, the Holy Spirit came to guide us into all truth. And we need it. Now, these broadcasts are here. And there's more on newlivingletters.com than the first 15 minutes. So, if you listen to these broadcasts, you'll get a chance to hear a greater side of the same story you already heard. And like I said in the last broadcast, the Lord will help you, the Holy Spirit will help you see through the fables that work against you. You can't, the wrong teaching, it interferes with good teaching. The Holy Spirit will only tell you the truth. He will never lie to you. Period. And when people did say things that's wrong and it wasn't sanctioned by him, you'll see it for what it is if you continue in the things of God. Fill your heart with the word. Don't focus on trying to remember the details of the word. Receive the word in your heart and the Holy Spirit will cause you to understand it. Remember something. The wicked people will try to use the word against you. The wicked people will twist the word so it'll have no effectiveness. There are tares that preach. Tares don't, they preach just like godly people preach. They go, they do what they want to do, and they cause negative results. That's what tares do, because they are compromised. They are living with the doctrines of the world. So what you have to do is trust the words of the Holy Spirit, and then you'll know when people are lying to you. Always follow the peace, because when the Lord speaks, it makes sense. It's first pure. Nothing evil can come from God. Nothing evil can come from God. If you study him out, if you study his word, he's consistent from the beginning to the end. And don't worry about justice. He delayed it. He's going to judge the world. The world's going to pay for their crimes. But see, because I love people, I warn people and I warn people and I show people the truth. It's not my desire that people that did me wrong get hurt for. I want them to come to the light of God's word so they can be saved from their sin, because I forgave them for whatever they tried to do against me. I don't hold grudges, and just because people have a problem with others, that don't mean that I got the same problems. Because I've, in my generation, I've seen it so many times and ways. People want you to love who they love and hate who they hate and condone who they condone. But as a man of God, first of all, I don't hate anybody. Daniel said the wicked will do wickedly and they won't understand. So people that's doing wickedly, they don't understand the depth of what they're doing. And some of them would probably stop being wicked if they knew better. So I don't have any holding the strife in my heart against nobody. Politicians, this is a political year, which is also happens to be a Shemitah year. This is the seventh year, which is a Shemitah, a Sabbath year. So if you want to live in God's kingdom, you have to love like he loves. That's the only way you're going to get out of this alive. You got to trust Jesus as your Savior and do what he said do. And part of what he said do was forgiving your enemy. So your faith won't work if you don't. And God won't forgive you if you retain the sin of others. So in this political year, there are many politicians that I'll never vote for. And a lot of people like them. But that's not my business. And there are people out there that do wrong, and I know they do wrong, but I don't grudge against them. I love people like Jesus loved me. Now, if I was out there doing wickedness and I didn't know God, that's a reality for many people, men and women, boys and girls. They don't have a clue about the cliff that they are about to fall off of. And I know this. Now, if I was about to fall off that cliff and I was out there not in my right mind doing wrong, I would want somebody to alert me, pray for me, help me. I can't help myself. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm making a disaster everywhere I go. I would want somebody to love me enough to pray for my crazy behind and help me not fall off the cliff and into the five hell. Now, I know how people lie. People get upset. God need to take him out. If I had a gun, I'd shoot him. Or they speak evil against him. But this is also true. If you saw a man fall in hell, you'll say, man, what could I have done? It's too late. So I don't share. Just because you don't like a person don't mean I'm going to hate them. I don't. I love them. I love every soul. But because people do the wickedness, I'm not going to vote for them. I don't have to vote for them. It's wrong to vote for a person, and you know that they condone evil. Things like abortion. It's wrong to kill a child. I don't care what politician it is and how popular they are. That's just wrong. So if you condone abortion, don't think I'm gonna vote for you. I just love your soul, but I ain't voting for you. And you can, well, I don't care how it affect me. I'm not voting for a person that killed children, period. Now, I know people can do that anyway. They can lie, cheat, and steal. Well, I know I can be deceived. So what do I do? How do I deal with this problem? I ask the Lord who to vote for. So I do my research and I pray, and then I vote. Now, and I don't condone what other people condone. I don't have to. If it's wrong, it's just wrong. If it's lined up, if anything that's aligned with Satan, I don't want that in my life. But the people I love and care about, just like I said, if I was about to fall, make decisions that's causing me to fall off the cliff, be disconnected from God forever into a fire of hell, in the devil's hell, I would want somebody to help me out of that mess. That's why, see, you in preachers, you can't have it both ways. Compromise, you let the devil flip you into another reality. If you compromise, you don't have to. I don't compromise. I don't tell people to compromise, and I don't suggest that people that you compromise. The way you serve God is very important to the soul of others. See, if you want to pray, if you want to stand in the gap for others, you got to live like Jesus. You got to do what Jesus did. And God had a good reason for everything that he ever did. We have to learn his ways and align with him. Or the satanic things don't work. What is satanic anyway? It's lust, greed, and pride. If you study your enemy, and you can do this, Isaiah 14. If you look back in the garden, he lied to Eve. She was deceived. Adam sinned on purpose. That's why our world is a fallen world. If Adam didn't listen if he didn't disobey God, we would still live forever. That's why it says the second Adam, which is Jesus, he defeated Satan in, what was that, Mark chapter 4. Satan tried three times to tempt him. If you be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. He wouldn't do it. Man don't live by bread alone, Jesus said. If you be the Son of God, throw yourself off the mountain. Then he lied and he twisted a scripture with it. He's twisted Psalm 91. For the angels will protect you lest you bump your foot against a stone. Jesus came back and said, no, you don't tempt the Lord. He said, you fall down to worship me. He showed him all the kingdoms of the earth from a high point. Jesus said, man shall only worship the Lord his God. See, he couldn't trick Jesus. Jesus defeated him once and for all. And then in the Garden of Gethsemane, he stuck with God's will and purposes. And he qualified before God to be our Savior. And he loved us enough to follow through with God's will. So if when you believe on Jesus, why not align yourself with him? Learn his ways and his word. That's the only way you're going to know God is through Christ. He represented the Father's will to mankind. So when people want you to deviate from that, that's wrong. I won't do it. I'm going to stick with what he said. I'm going to stick with the real plan of God. I'm going to bruise the devil's head. I'm going to crush his head with my life. I'm going to do all that's in God's heart for me to do. I will do God's will. That's my confession of faith. That's what I speak. That's what I profess. That's what I do. And I land where I land without people's help. But I'm not going to defy Jesus just because other people do. Now, God has a good reason for doing all the things that he do. If you study for yourself, like I said last week, people that are indoctrinated, they believe a concept, but they don't think. They stop thinking for themselves. Now, when you believe a lie, you got to make that lie look good. When you preach a doctrine that's got holes in it and it start leaking, then you got to patch. You got to do patchwork. You got to find a way to make it look right. You got to prop it back up, just like they tried to prop up Dagon. They put the ark next to the false god Dagon. They came back. Dagon fell on the ground. The next time he broke him, he broke at the stump. So they had to prop him up because he kept falling. But you don't have to do that when you tell the truth. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord and Savior.